I've seen outside so many times.
That's true. That's true. So for me, outside is still novel.
Yeah.
For you, it's old hat.
I see so many outsides.
You gotta see some more insides.
I'm trying to show someone my insides.
Hey, baby, what are you doing later? You want to come look at my insides? That would really confuse someone, I think.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Fetch a Fail.
It's your favorite friendship podcast about life,
culture,
and definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, your queer, trans, she, her, POC, POS.
And I'm Jill. It's been like 3.5 years and I still haven't written an intro for myself.
Yay!
Welcome to the show!
Welcome to the show, everyone. What is up, y'all? This podcast goes out to our Oregon drag queens.
Yes, it does. I've already forgot that happened. Took me a second.
We have listeners in Oregon.
We think. Do we know this for sure?
Yeah, that's what Nils said. Like
I thought he was guessing.
Oh, he said that some drag queen in Portland mentioned a thing that we talked about of Nils.
I also don't remember talking about Nils on the podcast, so this is how useless I am in interpreting his story.
I definitely remember what we said about Nils, and it sounds like there's a collection of people in Portland in the drag scene that also remember what we said about Nils.
You don't think they just looked at him and guessed?
Not about the thing that we said, Jill.
I don't know. I feel like you could guess.
You could guess that Nils is girthy just by looking at him?
Yeah, BDE. That's a thing people say.
I mean, if you looked at his crotch, if he was wearing tight pants, I'm so sorry, Nils. We've done it again.
You know what? I don't feel good about it, but we're not going to cut it out because we don't have time for that anymore.
Sorry. Welcome, everyone.
Here we are. We don't have to talk about dicks unless you want us to.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments below.
What do you like to hear? Is this a YouTube?
Be sure to smash that like and subscribe button.
Hit that little bell. Make sure you get the notification.
That's right. Hey, we're pretty good at this.
Yeah, we should do YouTubes.
Yeah, let's do YouTubes.
Okay, we have deal. The videos. Hey, Jackie.
What's that?
You were getting sick last time I talked to you. Can you please tell me what has happened since then?
Yeah, I got sick.
Ugh.
We were right about that little tickle. And I'm still feeling better? Yeah, I'm recovering a little bit still. I'm still a little flummy and a little congested. It's also affected my brain in a way.
This is a new one. Just replacing random vowels with other vowels. It's the new slang.
Yeah, I was like pretty bad over the weekend. And then I started feeling better, but I just have phlegm and congestion. And I noticed it. Yeah, totally. I noticed it a lot. The other night I went out with a friend and we were in a loud bar and I had to modulate and speak loudly. And I could like hear my own voice in my head. And I think it's like my ears are like plugged up or something in a way. It was weird.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I can still feel there's gunk in there that needs to get out. I need to evict the gunk from my headspace.
You need the Mucinex. Because then, because that's always kicking that phlegm man with his slippers and his briefcase or whatever.
That's right.
Is he wearing clothes?
The mucus man?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
He seems like a mucus man.
Yeah, like I think he has a tie. Doesn't he have a tie?
I feel like he does. And they're like, get out of here, mucus man. And he's like, well, I live here.
That's right, yeah. Is it just a tie? Is it like a Winnie the Pooh situation?
It might just be a tie.
Yeah, because you can see a lot of them. I remember that.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
You could tell that he's girthy just by looking at him.
From top to bottom, all girth.
I want to take Mucinex, but Mucinex makes me weird. Kind of like sleepy stuff, the sleepy time meds.
Melatonin.
Yeah, melatonin.
Yeah.
That stuff fucks me up.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Don't take it.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Could be fun, though. Mucinex in a public setting.
Gross.
But yeah, I got a little sick, but it only lasted the weekend, and then I started feeling better and spent some time with some people. Had a good week. Had a great week, actually. The Gestalt pinball gate, the Gestalt gate has been put to rest, and we're starting tournaments May 2nd. So if y'all can make it out, come on out. If anyone from Washington wants to come. And then I'll also be working there. And we came to an agreement. He's meeting all my list of demands.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, so that whole thing is, I know.
Not happening.
That whole thing is so exciting and so great. And I'm like, not just like excited that it's happening, but also like I feel a sense of relief because I was holding so much animosity towards this person, and that I can now sort of let go of, which has been good because that stuff is not good to hold on to, turns out.
Turns out it is poison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good.
I went to a tournament there, actually. Was it Monday? It must have been Monday. My friend Jean had a tournament there, and it was like just in time for the owner and I to kiss and make up. So I ended up going to that tournament, and I played really well.
Oh, thank goodness.
I know. For having not played those games in 8 to 10 months, I thought that I was going to do real shitty, but I stepped in and I stepped up, as they say.
Hell yeah.
it's so stupid. I came in.
I loved it.
I stepped in and stepped up. I came in second. I came in first overall for qualifying, which is amazing. And then I came in second and just had a really great time. The owner and I were joking around with each other. It was funny. Two things. Like, he accused me of stealing. He accused me of giving away free drinks a long time ago, which he feels really bad about. And obviously, that's not something that I was doing. But in my list of demands, I said that on my first night back, I want to give a free beer to everyone. And he agreed to that, which
is amazing.
Awesome. But two, when I was there, I was sitting with my friend and he gave her a drink and forgot to charge her. And then when he came back, I was like, you're not giving me free drinks, are you? And he thought that was really funny. So we're on joking terms, which is good. And that whole tournament was very fun. Very fun.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, it feels really good to be back. I haven't even like stepped foot in that neighborhood in so long. So it felt really good to just be there, be playing pinball there, and like catch up with some people that I haven't seen in a long time. And even like some of the people that frequent that bar were like, there, it feels different in here. There's like an energy shift in here. Like I think people are really happy to have you back here. That felt really good.
That's so nice to hear.
I know, right? What a great way to kick off my week, especially
it's
after
like
being...
we already knew we already knew, but it's like nice that other people also notice.
Yeah, it's funny because there's this other guy who's the previous owner, but he still is there often. But this guy's like worse than the other owner. Why are owners terrible? but this guy is like always hopped up on drugs and very drunk. And I went back to the Gestalt this last weekend, and he drunkenly, you know, pushed himself into my bubble and was like, you know, it's kind of a good thing that it happened like this so that we could all see how important you are to this bar. Which is his way of saying something nice, but it would have been great if you saw my worth without all of this shit going down. You know what I mean? Yes. Of course, absolutely. I didn't think to say that until after he walked away, but
right.
But man, it would have been so good to say that to him.
Yeah, it does feel like he was trying to like force a silver lining, I guess.
Yeah.
And to tell you that you're valued now. But yeah.
Yes, yeah.
It doesn't have to go bad to go good. That's not required.
Yeah. That's that same night. I had many interactions with people that were not great. It was a sloppy night when I went there. I think it was on Friday night. It was very, very sloppy in there. But this other man drunkenly interrupted a conversation I was having with a friend. And I was like, we're having a conversation right now. And he, still very drunk, was like, oh, sorry, man or ma'am. Not sure how you identify. And I was like, okay, whatever. Went back to my conversation. And then like 15 minutes later, I was walking past that same guy and he goes, you're so pretty. And I was like, oh, you totally made up for that little awkward interaction before.
Yeah.
And I felt pretty. So that was cool.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that was last Friday. Saturday, I got up early. I went to Starbucks and had a lavender matcha and a bacon gouda. I sent you a photo.
Yeah, hell yeah. I was so excited for you and jealous.
Yeah. And I said, this is the best day of my life.
which made me laugh really hard.
Which is funny. It was a joke. It's funny. But at the same time, it's kind of like I'm putting this energy out there. Like this has to be the best day of my life. Every day has to be the best day of my life, right?
Absolutely.
So it turns out the next day was a really incredible day. So I think this whole like manifesting thing and like telling yourself that today is the best day of your life fucking worked.
It must have.
Yeah. The universe is back on my side of the ring, in my corner, I think is what the saying is.
The universe has entered the ring and they are about to knock out the referee and declare Jackie the winner.
The universe has left the building out of the exit doors. Unless they're closed, then he took another form of getting out. That's the whole saying.
They
may have taken
the emergency exit. They apologize if they set off any alarms inadvertently, but they had to go.
Get our book of made up idioms.
Oh man, we just can't stop. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, great. Well, what was so cool about yesterday?
So yesterday, a group of gals that I'm friends with, one in particular, decided long ago after my breast augmentation that once... Okay, wait, let's back up. I had a breast augmentation, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a breast augmentation.
Your bobs did.
Yeah, I got my bobs. My bobs are bobbing. just in late December, I got my bobs did. And everything went really well. I'm very happy with them. When you get your bobs did, you have to wait a certain amount of time for them to drop and fluff, is the medical expression. It's not really.
No.
But what happens is they fall into place and they kind of fluff a little bit. They get squishy and they fill out and they become your normal breasts. And it's been about 3 months. And my friend Maureen said, once your bobs have dropped and fluffed, then we're taking your bra shopping.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, that's really sweet. I would love that. So Maureen organized an event that we coined Sup Bra. And Maureen and I and two other friends of ours went and spent the day down at the mall downtown, which is in a sad state at the moment, but there's still like half the stores there. And the four of us went to Bloomingdale's. And,
ooh, fancy.
And one of my friends bought me, I got sized, like officially. And so I know my size now, which is not at all what I thought it was. And a friend bought me two fancy bras there, which is really cool. And then we ended up going to Aerie, and another friend of mine bought me two bras.
What is Aerie? Is Aeropost? American Eagle. Okay, I got there.
Yeah.
Okay, two more bras. Amazing.
Two more bras. And then we went to Victoria's Secret, and it was my first time ever in a Victoria's Secret. And I've always been very intimidated by a Victoria's Secret, but it turns out Victoria's Secret is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I found a lot of really awesome shit in there. And like every size imaginable. You look at that store from the outside and you see all the mannequins and stuff and you're like, well, they probably won't even carry anything in my band, but they're actually very inclusive and like all their models and stuff in there have like similar body styles to me. And
that's nice.
It was really nice. And I ended up buying three bras there. So I got seven bras and they're all,
that's so many bras.
I know, one for every day of the week, and they're all fucking amazing.
That's so awesome.
It was so, so sweet. And I can't thank Maureen enough. And then we ended up going to lunch afterwards and it was so fun. It was awesome to get new shit for my new bobs, and it was also like super affirming. And you know, I really need friends right now, and they really showed up, and it was like just awesome. It was just such an incredible day. It really felt like the best day of my life at that moment, you know.
That's so fun. I'm so glad.
Thank you. And then I ended up going to some other friends' place, their house, their really, really nice condo, because they just got Labyrinth, the pinball machine.
Oh.
Amongst several other games that they had at their house. And there was a little get-together, and we got pizzas and played pinball, and I blew up all of their games and grand championed all of their games, so now they have to try to knock me off their games. And it was cool. It was like, I have been really like just needing friendship and like good times with people and like distractions, and it just all kind of happened this weekend. It was great. Another friend of mine, Jackie, that's my name. She's the other Jackie. She's Jackie too, obviously. She randomly texted me. I was like, hey, are you doing anything? I was like, no. And she was like, you should come out, let's play some pinball. And so we've been meaning to hang out together, so it was cool to have a new nice like new connection with a new friend.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was just such a great weekend.
Finally.
I know, super overdue.
Yeah,
I think I'll take my forever nap now and then a high note.
No, what? Not yet. You have to have more fun weekends first.
Okay, fine.
Deal.
Fine. Yeah, so I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like super great mentally. I need to evict Mr. Mucus.
Yeah.
physically I'm maybe 85%, 90%. But things are good. I'm doing this podcast again. I'm gonna be working at Gestalt. I got a shit ton of awesome new bras. I'm like,
hell yeah, ready to take on the world.
I know this eclipse. I'm telling you, it's changed my life. It was the eclipse.
Is that what's happening? Is it right now? When is it? Do you know anything about the eclipse? Because I looked outside today and it was cloudy, and I was like, meh, oh well.
All I know is that it was the fourth Twilight book.
Yes, there have been lot. Oh, I can't know that.
That was a guess.
New Moon. The third Twilight book? I don't know. Breaking Dawn is one of them.
Got it. That's got to be the first one, right?
I feel like New Hope. One. Nope, that's something else.
Rogue One, I think.
Electric Boogaloo. Classic sequel.
Twilight Electric Boogaloo.
I think every movie sequel would be good if they were just all Electric Boogaloos.
Yeah, me too.
I have been seeing a lot of reels because I'm an old person and I do Instagram and not TikTok, of people making jokes about the eclipse, and then they're all like looking up and it's a picture of the book, the Twilight book. Nice. And like, it's funny, I guess. I don't know. I don't care about Twilight. But is the eclipse a big deal too? Should I care more about it that it's happening?
Nah.
Okay, great.
You can look at pictures online.
Yeah, super.
Yeah. Although I was walking the dogs today and this man on a bike stopped and he's like, have you seen the eclipse? And I was like, oh no, he goes, did you see the eclipse? And I was like, nah, I missed it, because I don't really care either. And he goes, do you want to look at it? And he had a pair of like sunblocker glasses. He's like, sure, thank you. And so I looked and, you know, it looked like an eclipse. And then I gave him back the glasses and said, thanks for sharing.
That's nice.
I don't really care. It looks better on YouTube.
I thought you were going to say it looks better on, like the sun, when the sun's just on, it looks better. It makes it so you can see better.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not as entranced by it as most people, I suppose. I don't think you are either, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it through my phone 7 years ago, the last time we had a solar eclipse. And it was weird when it was at like the full eclipse point and it was like a clear day and it got like kind of dark and spooky out for a second. So like there was a vibe, and I think that was fun because I was with like a big group of coworkers and we all left our desks and we're just like, fuck it, let's go look at the eclipse.
Hell yeah.
And so like that shared experience was fun. I also had a coworker in that group who like during the eclipse told us all that she just found out she was pregnant and she was already 27 weeks. And so I was much more interested in that information than the eclipse. So the whole thing is a pretty like seared in memory for me, and I don't think I could beat it this year.
Yeah.
That kid is like 6 now.
No shit. I wonder if he's looking at the eclipse and being like, maybe. Remember me?
Do you remember what I found out about you? Your little sneaky surprise?
Yeah, I just not as entranced, I suppose. I've seen an eclipse. You know, the last eclipse, I was just like driving around and I don't know, whatever. There'll be another one.
We're going to get so many emails from people mad at us for shitting on the eclipse. We like it. We like it. We just don't know that much about it. You know,
I'm also someone that isn't like taken away by like nature. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know, I thought that about myself as well. I don't really like to go outside at all even, but I've been going for walks lately for my health or whatever. Really for my mental health, and potentially because exercising is one of the like 2 or 3 things I haven't tried to try to help with my chronic migraines. So when the weather's good, I'm walking. And I've been sending Megan Marco Polo videos to keep myself company, to force her to keep me company, whether she wants to or not. And she was like, I like going on these walks with you. You seemed so excited about the tulips yesterday. And I rewatched it and I was like, oh, I was really excited about the tulips. Oh, I don't like remember feeling that way. But I guess I like flowers. So maybe I'll look at flowers more often. I don't like trees or, well, trees are fine, but I don't like when their leaves get everywhere. And then, like, I don't like bugs and I don't really like grass or like smells of outside.
Yeah.
So it's not really for me. I know that you're outside all day, every day. So you do like outside a little?
I do like outside. I do like outside. But I've seen outside so many times.
That's true. That's true. So for me, outside is still novel.
Yeah.
For you, it's old hat.
I see so many outsides.
You gotta see some more insides.
I'm trying to show someone my insides.
Hey, baby, what are you doing later? You want to come look at my insides? That would really confuse someone, I think. They're like, wait, what do you mean by that? Wouldn't you like to know? You get a wink a lot.
How mysterious.
Only one way to find out. I'm sorry, I'm bad at winking.
Can you come Cyrano de Bergerac flirt for me?
Yeah, anytime. I'm really good at it.
That's awesome.
Lots of practice. Hey, what do we do next? Should we go to the Cork Bork?
Yeah, let's go to the Cork Bork.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you. Oh,
oh, oh. So the default question that we didn't come up with, just it's on the podcast, is what did you think about this episode? And someone responded. It's
pretty open-ended. Okay, I'm ready.
This was in response to our very first teaser.
Mm-hmm.
This was written by, I'll keep it anonymous, but it says, what a tease. Now I'm going to have blue ears until a full episode comes out. Blue That's ears. That's very funny. That's very funny.
I really like that.
I really like that too. Blue ears. That's good.
Well, hopefully 1.5 satisfied. This is our official episode 2, I guess.
Yeah. S5E2.
Mm-hmm. Electric Boogaloo.
That's good.
So I was getting back into our email account when we talked about starting up recording again. And I was like, I better go through all this junk mail. And can you imagine my surprise when there was an actual email to us from a person?
Yeah. And it was a person that I never would have thought would have listened to our podcast.
Agreed. I think I sent him a message in response to one of his Instagram stories a couple weeks ago, and it just, like, he never looked at it or talked to me. And so I was just like, oh, he probably doesn't. Maybe we're not friends. But I guess we are, because we got an email from Cameron, listener of the show, it turns out.
Cameron? And everyone's going, Cameron's last name? Yeah, that Cameron.
Yeah, the Cameron. He said, hey, friends, I just want to say how much I love and miss you both. That is all. Oh, but also, would you rather poop your pants uncontrollably or pee your pants uncontrollably? End of email. First of all, Cameron, thanks.
Yeah.
That's like warms my heart right up.
I know that Cameron, I love you and miss you too, Cameron. I know that this is a personal question for Cameron because he does suffer from one of the options.
So if we pick the other one, it will hurt his feelings. I mean, it's obviously pee. Is this a real question?
It's obviously pee.
Do you disagree?
Pee. No, okay, no, great. It is P. You're right.
Yeah. It's got to be P. Because, like, they're both not great. But poop is so stinky.
He's so stinky. You're so right. You're right about that. And pee is only a little stinky.
Yes. And if you're well hydrated, it can be considerably less stinky also if you avoid asparagus.
Totally.
And energy drinks. Ooh, I take a lot of B vitamins. Does that make your pee stink?
I think it changes. It makes it orange.
Ah, okay. Well, that's fine.
I don't actually know. I'm not a piss scientist yet.
There's still time.
When he says uncontrollably, is it constant? It's not constant. It's just you pee when you pee.
My interpretation is that it is not constant. Yeah. You just don't get to choose.
Yeah. Because you could wear a bag.
Yeah.
Or have a catheter. A catheter is painful, I believe. But what's the poop catheter? What's it?
That's one where they just like cut a hole in your stomach and put that tube straight into your like small intestine or whichever the one is that's closer to your butt. Yeah. They just take the poop right out of the tract on its way to your colon, I believe.
I see.
I'll fab check this later. Anyway, but there's like pretty serious surgery involved to get a colostomy bag. And I think that a catheter, you just shove it in there. What's that called when you like that? Sounding.
Sounding.
Yeah, you just sound really hard with a tube and then eventually your pee is taken care of.
I bet you there are people that are into catheters.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
As a person who has to pee often, I can see the appeal of just, like, always having that taken care of, you know?
Yeah, if I had, like, a partner that was a nurse or something, like, I always thought it would be cool, like, if you're going to a festival to get, like, an IV of, like, certain drugs. But if you're going to, like, maybe a long concert and you have a partner who's a nurse that could just give you a catheter so you don't go to the restroom, I might be into that. Not into that.
Not sexually.
But, you know.
Just, you might like it. It might make it easier.
If I was in one of those contests where the last person to take their hand off the car wins the car, then I want catheter nurse partner.
Yeah. We should, okay. You got to get on whatever Tinder is, but for nurses.
Catheters?
Do they have their own? Oh. You have to get a membership to Catheters R Us so you can get a discount. I don't know where we were going with that. Anyway, what are you obsessed with?
What am I obsessed with?
Other than catheters.
I'm still listening to Noah Kahan, and there's another song on that album that I've been listening to all day today, and I've been crying a lot. I think that's maybe why I have a headache, because I'm dehydrated from crying.
Yeah, drink some electrolytes.
Yeah, I'll do that. But the song is called Come Over. And it's
you gonna put a clip in?
No. Yes, here it is. Was designed to kind of look like it's crying. The eyes are the windows. The garage is the mouse. When they mention the sad kid in the sad house on Ball Street, you won't have to guess who they're speaking about. Come over. It wasn't that good.
It was so good.
I got a comment from Nikki, our super hip friend, Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, love her.
The hippest.
She liked that song that I played and recommended an artist called Austin Lucas. And I had a chance to listen to one of his songs called Go West. And that song also made me cry a lot. So if you're into the clip that you just heard, the clip from last episode, also check out Austin Lucas. And thanks, Nikki, for that recommendation.
That's very fun. We love it when people recommend us stuff.
Totally.
So please keep doing that.
What are you obsessed with?
You know, it's really probably the same. I don't, what did I say last week? Poker game. Poker game. I'm still obsessed with that. But what I'm really into right now is the same thing that I've been putting inside me, which is that matcha lavender iced oat milk latte. Yes, it's so many words, but it's so good.
It's a mouthful of flavor.
And words.
And words, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely both. It's very surprising. The second one I had was not as good as the first one, but also the person who gave me the second one was like clearly having a bad day. So I just like didn't read too much into it. And maybe I need to get a tall because like the sweetness ratio is a little bit better. Because if it's too much matcha, it gets a little bitter.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm a mouth baby.
We're always going to be chasing that first time, though.
That's, you know what? That's true. Because it just, like, it hits and you're like, what the fuck? I've never had anything like that.
I'm so glad that you loved that because I was surprised as well.
Yes. Listeners, really enjoyed it.
In the comments, tell us what you think about the lavender matcha oat milk latte iced.
Iced for sure. I'm not even going to bother with hot.
Yeah, I did. That's and not it was a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be curious to hear. Because the thing that happened is you told me about it. I tried one. I got obsessed. I then had a get together with my ladies who I see once a quarter. And my friend Brittany was like, let me tell you, I'm going to Target. But on the way, I'm getting a lavender matcha from Starbucks. And I was like, why are they so good? And then I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I actually like left on my lunch break to go get one, even though my lunch break was most of the way over and I knew it was going to put me late back to work. And I just did it anyway. And hey. I feel fine about that decision because it was important.
That drink has a hold of you.
It does. It does.
And me and all of us in our hearts.
It really does. Okay, I actually have to get going soon, but really quickly, can I do sort of a FAP aside, a FAP check aside?
Yeah.
So I'm not really, there's nothing to correct really, but we had talked about Wendy's catchphrase and not knowing what it was and telling them what it should be. And I did a little digging, and the reason we cannot remember what Wendy's catchphrase is because they have had 32 of them since 1970. There's too many. They gotta pick one.
Yeah. What's the most recent? Is there one happening right now?
There is. Okay, so I've got a little sampling of my favorites from the list.
Wonderful.
Technically, their slogan, their like brand slogan from 1970 to present is quality is our recipe, which is very boring.
Yeah, no one's ever heard that.
Exactly. Some other ones. Not all of them are notable. Some of them I just liked. 1980. Wendy's has the taste.
I like that one. That's just Trail Luau's, basically.
It's totally Trail Luau's, isn't it? The next Wendy's one is even more Trail Luau's. I don't know what they were doing, but 1983. Parts is parts.
What the fuck? Does that have to do with like the cut of meat that they're serving? What is that?
Yeah, it was about like everybody else's chicken sandwiches being like, you take these parts and you put them together into one big part. Parts is parts. And they're like, we just do chicken here.
Oh, Wendy.
Yeah. Parts is parts. Fucking Wendy. And then this one I think is probably their most famous. And it was only from 84 to 86. Where's the beef?
Yes. Yeah. I just remembered it as you were about to say it.
Yeah, I could see it on your face. You started the wuh at the same time as me. a couple other that I enjoyed. Give a little nibble.
Ooh, that one feels I like that one. Yeah.
That was 87 to 93. And then recently, 2007, just hot, juicy burgers. That's it. It's like, okay,
are in your neighborhood crying. Now. Click this link to find hot juicy burgers in your neighborhood.
Yeah, totally. And then they're doing a little joke on themselves, and their current one is squares the beef.
Oh, that's good. That's clever.
So that's current. And now we're up to date. You're welcome.
Someone got a raise for that, I bet.
I hope so. I think that they're one of those like fast food social media accounts that's pretty funny, that like throw shade at Burger King and stuff.
Yeah, they really need to introduce the Wendy's burgers though.
They do. They need to hire you. I was going to say us, but that was obviously... They have to pay both of us for your idea, okay?
Yeah, I would love to work at Wendy's. Okay, I love you.
Love you too. Catch you on the far side.
Catch you on the far side. Catch y'all on the future space. In a time that's not now, but later.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh, I'm so in my feels now after listening to that clip.